This is KCUR 89.3. Missouri U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill's long political career appears to be over after she lost a re-election bid this week to Republican Attorney General Josh Hawley. KCUR's Samuel King takes a look back at the Democrats' final campaign.
In a place where souls are saved, Claire McCaskill made a last stand to save her job.
I just want you all to know that this has been a tough one. Yeah. You can tell, right?
Yeah.
Supporters packed St. James United Methodist Church in Kansas City for a Get Out the Vote rally on the eve of the election. It's the church Democratic Congressman Emanuel Cleaver once led before giving way to his son. McCaskill said she recognized many old friends in the crowd.
You made me more determined. You have inspired me to work harder and be stronger.
McCaskill had beaten the odds before and needed all the help she could get to beat them again. She tried to win re-election in a state that has treated more Republicans since she was first elected to the Senate in 2006. John McCain beat Barack Obama in a photo finish in 2008, and by 2016, Donald Trump won by 19 percentage points. McCaskill's opponent, Josh Hawley, never failed to remind her of that on the campaign trail.
Senator McCaskill hasn't heard a word that you said to her in 2016. She is opposing President Trump and the agenda you voted for every step of the way.
McCaskill often tried to point out where she agreed with the president on issues like border security, while touting her independence on issues like health care.
I want to vote on things that will help people in my state. Sometimes that means I agree with the president, and sometimes that means I stand up to the president and say, you're wrong.
But the attorney general proved to be a formidable opponent, relentlessly attacking McCaskill's voting record in Washington as being out of step with Missouri. That included votes against Republican tax cut plans and Supreme Court judges Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh.
The people of the state have noticed, and they want someone who's going to go and stand with them, and that's exactly what I'll do.
Hawley made those comments after the final debate between the two candidates in late October at a Kansas City TV station. Terry Herron made the 100-mile trip from Trenton with his brother to be in the audience.
We both were factory workers. We both were union leaders in our local plant. So I vote for every time.
But the men were considering changing their vote despite their reservation with Republicans over health care and Social Security. Ron Herron says the Democrats have moved too far to the left.
I voted for several times. My biggest thing with her now is the gun control issue.
It's these type of voters McCaskill has tried to court ever since her narrow 2004 loss in a Missouri governor's race to Republican Matt Blunt. Until Tuesday, it was the only time she had ever lost a race. University of Missouri St. Louis political science professor Anita Mannion says McCaskill did well in traditionally Democratic areas in 2004, but poorly in rural areas.
That's when she started really hitting the ground and doing a lot of campaigning in rural areas, tons of town halls, and so that was sort of when she turned the corner.
Despite the focus on rural voters, the theme carried forward to 2018. McCaskill had only 30% of the vote in some of the reddest parts of Missouri. Other observers believe the rural emphasis left other voters out. Michelle L. Watley is founder of Shirley's Kitchen Cabinet, a group that seeks to promote advocacy and engagement among black women.
I think that black voters and black leaders have said time and time again that we need you to show up. We need you to show up for our people, our communities, and for our issues. And I don't know that we've seen that even through this election at the level that it should be, considering her race is so close.
In the end, McCaskill's efforts to bridge Missouri's divides came up short. In her concession speech, she looked back at a long career of public service, stretching from her years as a state legislator from Kansas City to a seat on Capitol Hill.
For decades, I have been blessed to get up every day and work in a challenging and interesting job, trying to make things better in people's lives.
McCaskill said she would continue to find ways to help Democrats and serve her beloved state, two things that meant so much to her, but left her frustrated when she needed them most. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Samuel King.